From Charlottesville to North Korea to Steve Bannon, Everything That Happened on Trump's Working Vacation by Maya Roden. President Donald Trump took what the White House billed as a working vacation at his New Jersey golf club and his New York City Trump Tower penthouse for 2 weeks this month, but it could hardly have been a relaxing trip for the President of the United States. "This is not a vacation," Trump wrote on Twitter at the outset, "meetings and calls." And he certainly kept busy. During Trump's time away from the White House, he returned Sunday. He sparred with a U.S. senator, escalated tensions with North Korea, incited controversy with his response to violent clashes in Charlottesville, Virginia, and saw a parade of CEOs abandon him. And he topped it all off by cutting loose his controversial chief strategist, Steve Bannon, on Friday. Here's a look at everything that happened during the president's eventful days away from the nation's capital. August 4th. Trump leaves Washington, D.C. for a 17-day working vacation at his Bedminster, New Jersey golf club. August 5th to the 6th, Trump tweets that his 17-day vacation is in fact no vacation at all, although photos emerge of him on the golf course. Trump tweets, "Working in Bedminster, New Jersey, as long-planned construction is being done at the White House. This is not a vacation. Meetings and calls." August 7th, Trump spends the first Monday morning of his vacation catching up on cable news, or so it seems, after Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal appears on CNN and makes critical comments about Trump. The president unleashes a flurry of tweets attacking Blumenthal. Donald Trump tweeted, "Interesting to watch Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut talking about hoax Russian collusion when he was a phony Vietnam con artist." He also tweeted, "Never in U.S. history has anyone lied or defrauded voters like Senator Richard Blumenthal. He told stories about his Vietnam battles and conquests, how brave he was, and it was all a lie. He cried like a baby and begged for forgiveness like a child. Now he judges collusion." The president also claims his political base is bigger and stronger than ever in a series of tweets, despite showing that support among his base is actually down slightly. August 8th, Trump hosts a meeting at his Bedminster golf club on the opiate crisis, which he calls an emergency, though he doesn't declare an official state of emergency to address it. In response to questions about North Korea's growing nuclear capabilities, the president threatens the North Korean regime with fire and fury like the world has never seen. August 10th, Trump meets with his national security team at his Bedminster club and makes additional remarks. In response to threats North Korea made against the U.S. territory Guam, the president says, "Let's see what he does with Guam. He does something in Guam, it will be an event the likes of which nobody's seen before, and what will happen in North Korea?" Trump also says he wants to denuke the world. August 11th, after meeting with United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson at Bedminster, the president holds another news conference. In those remarks, which aides later say were unplanned, Trump says he would not rule out a military option in Venezuela amid chaos in the South American country. August 12th, as violence builds around a march of white nationalists in Charlottesville, Virginia, Trump is largely quiet. First Lady Melania Trump is the first to issue a statement on the events, tweeting that our country encourages freedom of speech, but let's communicate without hate in our hearts. No good comes from violence. Trump later tweets about condemning hate, coming together, and says, "Charlottesville, sad." But in his first public remarks on the events, Trump does not specifically call out white supremacists and neo-Nazis by name, leading to intense backlash. Trump tweets, "We all must be united and condemn all that hate stands for. There is no place for this kind of violence in America. Let's come together as one. Am in Bedminster for meetings and press conferences on VA and all that we have done and we are doing to make it better. But Charlottesville, sad." August 13th, the White House releases a statement attributed only to an unnamed spokesperson saying that Trump was referring to neo-Nazis in his remarks the day before, as more and more lawmakers come out against his equivocal response. August 14th, backlash over the president's Saturday comments continue. Early Monday morning, Ken Frazier, the CEO of pharmaceutical company Merck, announces he's stepping down from Trump's manufacturing council. Trump tweets that the CEO will have more time to lower rip-off drug prices. During a brief trip back to Washington, Trump delivers a statement in which he explicitly denounces white supremacy, to the relief of aides. Later, after he refuses to answer a reporter's follow-up question about his initial remarks, he tweets that the fake news media will never be satisfied. Donald Trump tweeted, made additional remarks on Charlottesville and realized once again that the hashtag fake news media will never be satisfied. Truly bad people. August 15th. Back in New York, the president gathers reporters in the lobby of Trump Tower for what was supposed to be a statement on infrastructure. But when Trump opens the floor for questions, the focus shifts to Charlottesville. He doubles down on the comments he made Saturday, placing blame on the so-called alt-left for the weekend violence. He adds that efforts to remove Confederate monuments are aimed at changing history and the collective culture of the U.S. August 16th. More CEOs announce they're stepping down from the Manufacturing Council. A black Trump surrogate weeps and says he can no longer support the president in a Fox News segment. And Trump announces he's shutting a pair of business advisory panels down before the executives on them have a chance to release their own statement. Trump tweets, "Rather than putting pressure on the business people of the Manufacturing Council and Strategy and Policy Forum, I am ending both. Thank you all." August 17th. As Republicans continue to speak out against Trump, the president blasts them on Twitter in a series of morning tweets. Later, in response to an apparent terrorist attack in Barcelona, the president posts a tweet about a General Pershing, a man he falsely claimed during his campaign executed Muslims with bullets dipped in pig's blood. Donald Trump tweeted, "Study what General Pershing of the United States did to terrorists when caught. There was no more radical Islamic terror for 35 years. August 18th. Trump boasts that our borders are far tougher than ever before following the attack in Barcelona and blames Democrats and the courts for making it harder to protect the homeland. Trump tweeted, "Homeland Security and law enforcement are on alert and closely watching for any sign of trouble. Our borders are far tougher than ever before." He also tweets, "The obstructionist Democrats make security for our country very difficult. They use the courts and associated delay at all times must stop. Radical Islamic terrorism must be stopped by whatever means necessary. The courts must give us back our protective rights. Have to be tough." He caps a news-filled week when it emerges that Bannon is out of a job at the White House.